So let's finish out talking about follicular lymphoma. And of course, one key question we want to ask 1 year later after the big R squared upfront trial was presented last year at ASCO is what people are doing upfront. You could maybe guess when we present a 60-year-old younger patient who needed treatment, how Ann LaCoste and Bruce Chesson voted on that one. But obviously now we have the issue of R squared out there. And most of the audience, though, is still sticking with R bendamustine as upfront therapy, a much smaller fraction, including Bruce, thinks about R squared. And you see more people thinking about it as the patient gets older and more frail. Can you talk a little bit about where you are today in terms of upfront therapy?
Yeah, so upfront therapy for follicular lymphoma, as you just mentioned, the RELEVANCE trial was presented at ASCO 2018, so a year ago, and it was a phase 3 randomized trial of R-squared versus BR in treatment-naive follicular lymphoma that needed therapy, so patients who were meeting the GELF criteria. And it was designed as a superiority study, but what we found is that there was essentially no difference in outcome between the two, that R-squared and BR had very similar efficacy, different toxicity profiles, and different length of treatment. So the R-squared in that study was actually given for 18 months, whereas BR, as we all know, is only 6 months. So in my mind, what the RELEVANCE trial did was give one other option for upfront therapy in follicular lymphoma without a clear and confident way of saying which one was better, worse, or the same. I think they're just different. And so I think it's very reasonable to continue to use BR upfront for patients who want 6 months of therapy and are okay with getting some type of chemo.